On This Day with Gunners and Ali.
A pinch and a punch for the first day of the month. Yep, Friday the 1st of Feb. So let's check out what happened on this day. To the birthdays we go with Don Everly, the US singer and one half of the Everly Brothers, turns 82 years old today.
Bye, bye, love.
Terry Jones, the Welsh comic actor who was a part of Monty Python's Flying Circus, he's 77. Normie Rowe, the Australian singer, he's 72. Bill Mooney, the US actor and musician who played Will Robinson in Lost in Space in the 60s, he's 65.
Mooney or Mummy?
Well, there's only one M.
Still could be Mummy.
I'm going with Mooney. Princess Stephanie of Monaco turns 54 years old today.
Monaco or Monaco?
You say Monaco, I say Monaco. Let's call the whole thing off.
Oh, I need to work on that.
Yeah, you do. Lisa Marie Presley, born in Memphis, Tennessee, daughter of Elvis and Priscilla Presley. She's 51 today. Didn't she marry Nicolas Cage or date him for a while because he was obsessed with Elvis?
Not sure.
Yeah, I'll have to check that one out. Ronda Rousey, the US mixed martial artist and actress, is 32. And Harry Styles, the UK vocalist, he was a former member of One Direction. He's only 25.
Harry!
25.
Harry!
And he's that famous already. 25 Gunners.
What was I doing at 25?
Let's not go there.
The first volume of the Oxford Dictionary was published on this day in 1884.
Foster's Lager, launched by the Foster's Brothers, went on sale in Australia for the first time in 1889.
You remember records, right?
Yep.
RCA released the first ever 45 revolutions per minute record on this day in 1949.
Wow. The underarm incident, don't confuse this with a bad deodorant job, occurred at the MCG on this day in 1981.
Yeah, bad, sad and cringe day for Australia.
I know why I don't remember this, Gunners. Number one, I'm not really that a big fan of cricket. Number two, I was three when it happened. Three. And I was living in England.
Fair enough. The Cars officially broke up in 1988 and, of course, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame a couple of years ago.
1 and 2 cent pieces ceased to become available in Australia on this day in 1992.
And do you remember Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl?
Bless her. That's when she was performing with Justin Timberlake as well in 2004.
That was 15 years ago.
OMG. That's obviously the wardrobe malfunction was when her boob popped out.
Yeah, I don't think that was some malfunction. I think that was just a poor attempt at publicity.
Yeah, and she even had one of those, like, Band-Aid star things over her nipples. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
And that's on this day for Friday, the 1st of Feb, 2019.